The Fourth Tuesday in Lent, The Good Physician, by St. Augustine. The Apostle Paul saith, It is a faithful word, and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am first. None occasion was there for Christ the Lord coming, but to save sinners. Take away diseases, take away wounds, and there is no occasion for medicine. If a great physician hath come from heaven, some great one was lying sick throughout the whole compass of the world. This sick one is the human race. But all have not faith. The Lord knoweth them that are his. The Jews were proud. They lifted up themselves. They were high-minded. They thought themselves righteous. Yea, moreover, they belonged to the 99. What is, were left in the mountains, were left in earthly swelling. What is, belong to the 99. They are on the left hand, not on the right, for the 99 are reckoned on the left hand. Add one, you pass over to the right. He came then, as he himself saith in another place, the Son of Man came to seek and to save that which was lost. For the whole world was lost by the sin of one, in whom the whole was, the whole was lost. But one came without sin, to save from sin. But what is worse, by pride they were at once sick, and believed themselves to be sound. They are the more dangerously sick, who through fevers have lost their mind. They laugh, and the sound weep. For a man in frenzy laughs, but he is not sound. Yea, moreover, he who is of sound mind weeps for the frenzied one who laughs. At first, if you propose these two things, which is best, to laugh or to weep, who would not choose for himself to laugh? Yea, by reason of the wholesome sorrow of repentance, the Lord placed duty in weeping, blessings in laughing? How? When he said in the gospel, Blessed are they that weep, for they shall laugh. Duty then is in weeping, and laughing the reward of wisdom. For he puts laughing for joy, not as boisterous uproar, but exultation. If then you propose these two things, and ask which of them is best, to laugh or to weep, every man would wish to laugh, and none to weep. Yet further, if you add certain persons to these affections, and propose it with the persons thus, which is best to laugh in frenzy or to weep in sound mind, a man would choose for himself weeping with soundness of mind, rather than laughing with madness. So great is the blessing of soundness of mind, that it is preferred even with weeping. These people, who thought themselves sound, were much the more dangerously and desperately sick, and in this sickness whereby they had lost their minds, they even struck the physician. Nay, not struck merely, but even killed him. But he, even while he was being killed, was the physician. He was beaten the while he was curing them. He endured the fury of the frenzied, yet did not desert the sick. He was seized, was bound, was struck with buffetings, received strokes with the reed, was derided, insulted, was brought to the judgment, condemned, hung upon the tree. They raged around him on every side. Yet was he the physician. You recognize the frenzied people. Recognize the physician too. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. They in madness were raging, and in their rage were shedding the physician's blood. But he even of his very blood was making medicines for the sick. For in truth he did not say in vain, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. The Christian prays, and his prayer is heard. Christ prayeth, and is not his prayer heard? For he who hath the Father heareth prayer, in that he is God. How is he not heard as man, which he was made for us? Undoubtedly he is heard. There they were raging. Of them were those who blamed him, and said, Behold, he eateth with publicans and sinners. They were among that people by whom the physician himself was being killed, and in his blood was being prepared an antidote even for them. For whereas the Lord not only poured out his blood, but expended even his death to prepare a medicine, he rose again to set forth an example of the resurrection. In his own patience he suffered, to teach our patience. and in his own resurrection he showed for patience reward. Hear the same Paul saying, "Awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. Love not the bed of sin. Thou hast turned or made all his couch in his sickness," saith the psalmist. Arise, be sound, love sound health, and go not through pride again from the right hand to the left, from the valley to the mountain, from the lowliness to swelling. When thou shalt have been made whole, that is, when thou shalt have begun to live righteously, ascribe it to God, not to thine own self. For it was not by praising thyself thou hast been made whole, by pronouncing against thyself. For if thou pride, thou shalt praise thyself, thou wilt be more grievously sick. For every one that exalteth himself shall be humbled, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted. Do not despair. Ye be sick, go unto him and be healed. Ye be blind, go unto him and be enlightened. Both ye who are whole give him thanks, and ye who are sick run to him to be made whole. Say all, O come, let us adore, and fall down before him, and weep before the Lord who made us, both men and whole. For if he made us men, and we made ourselves whole, we have made something better than he. For a man whole is better than a man merely. If then God made thee, and thou hast made thyself a good man, what thou hast made is the better. Lift not up thyself above God, submit thyself to God, adore, fall down before him, confess to him who made thee. For no one recreateth, saith he that createth, no one remaketh, save he who made. This too in another psalm, he made us, and not we ourselves. Of a truth, when he made thee, thou hast nothing to do, but when once thou art, thou hast thyself something to do, to run to the physician, implore the physician, who is everywhere. And that thou mightest implore him, he hath stirred up thy heart, and given thee the power to implore. For it is God, saith he, who worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. For in order that thou mightest have a good will, his vocation preceded. Cry out, My God, his mercy shall prevent me. That thou shouldest be, that thou shouldest feel, that thou shouldest listen, that thou shouldest consent, his mercy preventeth thee. It hath prevented thee in all things. Do thou too in some things prevent his wrath? In what, you ask? Confess that in all these things, whatever of good thou hast from God, whatever of evil, from thyself. In thy good things despise not him, nor praise thyself, and in thy evil things accuse not him, nor excuse thyself. This is true confession. He who hath in so many good things prevented thee is to come to thee, and in examining his own gifts and thy evil things, he maketh examination how that shall he have used his good things. Therefore, seeing that in all these gifts he hath prevented thee, do thou see wherein thou mayest prevent the face of him who is to come. Hear the psalm, let us prevent his face with confession. Let us prevent his face. Before he come, let him be propitiated. Before he is at hand, let him be appeased. For thou hast an high priest by whom thou mayest appease thy God. Yea, he is with the Father, himself God to thee, who is man for thee. Accuse thyself, praise him. By accusing thyself and praising him who made thee, he will come who died for thee and will quicken thee. Lift ye up your hearts to be healed of sickness, and give thanks to God.